I am fat, I am a pervert, and I am unlovable. My heart consists of two parts, love and happiness. In the fifth grade, there was this kid in our school, we'll just call him Tony, and not Onstott. And he came up to me and told me, "You are the only fat kid in our school." And that hurt. And he thought he was being funny, but instead he planted a seed of insecurity in my mind and went one half of my heart. But I still have happiness. And a couple months after that, I was baptized. And that pastor was the most godly, healthy man that I knew. I admired him for being healthy because I obviously wasn't. And I was on this spiritual high. I felt like I could move mountains. But then about a month or two after that, Pastor Lenny Atkins died of a heart attack unexpectedly. And I felt like I couldn't trust God after that. That planted another seed of insecurity in my mind that I could not trust God. And so now here I am with this black hole, and what am I going to fill it with? Well, all I wanted was love. And so where are you going to look for love? In a girlfriend, of course. And so the search was on. But no girls were really interested in me. And because of that, my view of love was slowly turning to lust. I was lusting after women not only in the real world, but also on the internet. And that changed me. And then I looked for happiness. And everybody knows that I love music. I love music with a passion. And I started off with the good stuff. I started off with all the gospel quartets and the Gaither Vocal Band. But that slowly started to turn to Eminem and Linkin Park. And continually, while I was doing this, it felt good, but it left me worse off than when I had started. And God was there. He was constantly telling me, these things are not of me. They will only leave you in pain in the end. And my parents were there, and they were constantly telling me, it's not healthy for you. Why are you doing it? But them telling me that I should give it up was like them telling me that I can't have oxygen or I can't have water. To me, mentally, I could not live without this. And I still went on not trusting God. But he never gave up on me. He kept on giving me things that were a substitute for what I thought were love and happiness. He brought me to UCA because I love music, and this place is just overflowing with music. But I was blind to it. I was numb to the fact that God was helping me. And then, recently, I got a real taste for what God really is. And in Psalms 32, it says, "Lord, my God, I cried unto you, and you healed me. King James Version says, you comforted me. And he did. I was instantly overwhelmed with this knowledge of what God had truly done for me. I love music. And he said, I put you in a place that has an overabundance of good music. And I've put you in music groups where you can sing your heart out. And my true happiness, where I find happiness in life, it's Brian Stewart, it's Audrey Pollard, it's all of you. All of you bring me happiness. If I can get you to smile, that makes me smile. And so, I am fat, I am a pervert, and I am unlovable. But daily, as I give up my insecurities to God, I am sanctified, I am justified, and I am loved.